This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Friday. It's been amazing. We have everything this hour from Arby's to Pam Bondi to more Iran talk, hot dogs and bratwurst, housing affordability, all that and so much more coming up in the final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. And after that,
we're going to blow the hell out of these people.
It's time for the weekend. What, Chris? It's time for the weekend. Menu Whisper, I have a solution to get a replacement for Bondi confirmed. It should be Senator Eric Schmidt of Missouri. As you say, senators tend to vote for other senators. He was a spectacular AG for Missouri. In fact, he was my choice for AG on day one. What say you? I think it's a very smart suggestion. If we have to replace Pam Bondi, why not go with Eric Schmidt? However, let's talk about this. What is the date today? March 13th. Let's say Donald Trump comes out and fires Pam Bondi tomorrow. I don't think that's going to happen. That's not a prediction. But let's say he comes out and fires Pam Bondi tomorrow. Let's say he puts up Eric Schmidt. How far are we away from a confirmation hearing for Eric Schmidt? A month? 2 months, probably? Month or two, that's a guess, but I'm probably not that far off. That puts us roughly halfway through the year 2026. Eric Schmidt, who I really like, he's one of my favorite senators by a mile. Eric Schmidt just got elected to the United States Senate. Missouri, to their credit, is so blood red now that Eric Schmidt's probably going to continue being elected to the United States Senate for as long as he would like. Or he can leave, go get put through the ringer on national television during a confirmation hearing to have 2.5 years left as Trump's attorney general if Trump chooses not to fire him in the next 2.5 years. You see why that's a deal that Eric Schmidt probably wouldn't sign up for. This has historically been true of every presidency, so you can always remember this. Democrat, Republican, it's always been true. The time to get, your first shot needs to be your best shot. Here's what I mean by that. The time to get the best employees, the best people for your administration, is right after, before, because they choose before too, but right after you get elected. Why? Everyone is excited. That's the honeymoon phase. You are just starting a 4-year presidency and people want to be part of it. That's the time where you want to take Trump's phone call. You're sitting around waiting for Trump's phone call. You want that call. Hey, do you want to be Secretary of Defense? Hey, do you want to be Attorney General? Do you want to be Ambassador to Turkey? That is the time where everyone is happy and elated. Do you remember? And I know there's all kinds of things to feel bad about now and people get mad and things like that. But do you remember how happy we all were in November after that election? And we saw it coming, but it just felt so good, right? Yes, we stuck it to the commies and Dome lost and we have the House and the Senate. There was so much exuberance. There was such a wonderful honeymoon phase. That is the time when you get the best people, because that is the time when the most people want to be part of your administration. Yeah, Trump just got reelected. Make America great again. Call me Mr. President. I will serve. Now, not that it's all over, not saying that, but now that exuberance is gone and here's where we are.
If you look right now, you look at a Fox News poll that recently came out. Look at this. Say the Trump administration is focused on the wrong things. 60% overall say that the Trump administration is focused on the wrong things. Look at that. 78% of independents say that the Trump administration is focused on the wrong things. I mean, how does that work? How does that work politically, John? I don't understand how that works, especially if those numbers hold to the midterm elections.
You leaving your safe seat in the United States Senate for 2.5 years of that. I'm not cheering for it. You know, I'm dreading it. But if these numbers don't change, if these numbers with independents don't change by November, whatever your solutions or my solutions, it's not, we're not talking about our feelings. If these numbers do not change by November, we are going to be slaughtered at the polls. Slaughtered. Democrats are going to, God knows how many seats they're going to take back in the House. There's an outside chance that could get worse, could get better. There's an outside chance they take back the Senate. Now, that would be the end of the world, because then they could possibly remove Trump from office. That's how bad November could be. Are you leaving your safe seat in the United States Senate to sign up for 2.5 years of that? I don't think so. It's not a dumb suggestion at all. Eric Schmidt for AG, I love the guy. Put him in there. Yeah, I just don't think he'd do it. Bronco, after your sauce rant yesterday, I got to wondering what the menu whisperer's orders at Arby's, or what the menu whisperer orders at Arby's. My go-to is mixing horsey sauce with Arby's sauce to dip my sandwich into it. Thoughts? Says his name is Eric. I'm not a horseradish man. I've tried to like horseradish before. I don't like it. I do not like horseradish. So I'm not a horsey sauce guy. Ob, believe it or not, on the very rare occasion we get Arby's. Ob is a horsey sauce. She's always like, remember my horsey sauce. She doesn't say it exactly like that, but you know what I mean. Arby's for me, well, they took away a lot of the things I used to love. I used to love an Arby's melt, which was very basic. It was the roast beef, and then it'd have the spready cheddar on there and the bun. That was an Arby's melt. And I don't know if this was unique to Montana, but they used to have something called a Big Montana, which was just an Arby's melt times two. It was enormous. Now it's a roast beef and cheddar or something like that is mine. Always curlies. Arby's has some of the best seasoned curlies out there. Yeah, what, Chris? What? Oh, Chris said not one of the best. You could be right. Jack in the Box does a pretty good seasoned curly, brother. They do. You're right. It's probably not better than Arby's, but I think they're in the conversation. Okay, if you say Arby's is the best seasoned curly, I can't kill you for that. They also have one of the more underrated fast food desserts, as I've told you about before. Chris tried it. He knows. The cherry turnover. Nobody knows about the Arby's cherry turnover. And most people don't get dessert at fast food places. I really don't either. You already feel like a huge, disgusting fat blob ordering fast food. You don't want to compound it by ordering the cheesecake. But I'm telling you, that cherry turnover at Arby's, it's worth a bite. And I'll tell you something else. Chris, you ready for this? Last night, I did something shameful. Ob and I had already eaten. We wanted to eat fairly healthy for dinner, so Ob and I kind of got stuff around the house. The boys were out, meatheads, and they called, can we pick up McDonald's? Can we get McDonald's on the way home? And because Ob is soft, even though she says I said yes, we allowed them to get McDonald's. And then I shot him a text, and I said, get me a couple chocolate chip cookies. I heard McDonald's had a good chocolate chip cookie. I was in a chocolate chip cookie mood. I'm a chocolate chip cookie man. The chocolate chip cookies from McDonald's were outstanding. Chris, I'm telling you, they showed up a little warm, a little gooey, not too gooey, not too, what? Oh, you're trying to eat healthier? It's just two cookies, Chris. It's not even bad for you. Right? It's just two. If you keep it to two, you don't have to worry about it. All right? After that, go out next.
We're going to blow the hell out of these people.
What, Chris? Why are you looking at me like that? By the way, the media is taking this narrative with the old terrorist attacks. What a shock.
We're seeing the real-life consequences to the elevation and platforming and legitimizing of anti-Semitic voices. To be crystal clear, we do not know the motivations of the attacker.
Ah, yes. We never know the motivations. When Ahmed Mahmoud kills a bunch of Jews at a synagogue, it's always a real mystery as to why he did it. Look, we may never know. We may never know. He was shouting something, Allahu Akbar. That could mean anything. Who knows what it means? They always play dumb to protect the revolution. You know it. I know it. That's why they do it. Somebody's angry at these dumb independents. We'll talk about that next.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Friday and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. You can email the show still. We're live, Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Jesse, hot dogs? Who eats hot dogs knowing brats exist? Large brat, small bun, onions and mustard, no hot dogs. All right. I like a brat. I enjoy a brat. I will eat a brat. I'll be frank with you. Depending on the situation, sometimes the brat is too much. Chris, Chris agrees. Sometimes the brat is too much. There's too much girth. This is why I don't like the hot dogs that are big, big fat ones, right? The big girthy ones. A normal size hot dog, you can lengthen it and make it a foot long. You know, longer is fine, but you screw up your meat to bun, to ketchup, to mustard, to onions, whatever you're putting on it. You screw up the ratio when you make it a torpedo. I don't want to eat a torpedo. I want to eat a hot dog that has the appropriate ketchup, mustard, bun ratio.
We're going to blow the hell out of these.
Chris, don't play that stuff when I'm talking about this. Anyway, a bratwurst is good. I'll tell you this. I've never finished a bratwurst and said, that was friggin' delicious. I'm having another one right now. You know what I mean? How often have you had a hot dog, and said, man, I could do another one right now. That's how you know it's special. The last time we got pizza, I didn't want to eat bad for dinner. I had a slice of pizza. It was from this local pizza place. I had a slice and told myself I was going to have a slice. I had a slice. And then I sat back, wiped my mouth, got up from the kitchen table. I kind of made a couple circles around the pizza. And I said, I could have one more. That's how you know. Have you ever had a bratwurst and said, oh, that was good. Let me dial up another. No, you haven't. If you even finish the bratwurst, you say, oh, that was good. I'm done. You know how you know it's good? Whatever it is. When you keep coming back for more. That's how you know it's good. More girth does not mean better. Remember that. Jesse. Not a question per se. This guy's a complaint. What's with the independent voter? Who do they think they are? Americans like you and me or just a bunch of greedy mamby-pambies? We're all in the same barrel. What President Trump is doing in Iran is to avoid them getting the proper grade of uranium they will use to create nuclear bombs to send one over to D.C. or New York after they send one to Israel. Can't people see beyond their freaking wallet in Netflix? They've been at war with us for 47 years now. All right. I understand what you're saying, and I understand your frustration with independence. And we keep hearing these polls that show doom in November. I played it a bunch of times.
If you look right now, you look at a Fox News poll that recently came out. Look at this. Say the Trump admin is focused on the wrong things. 60% overall say that the Trump administration is focused on the wrong things. Look at that. 78% of independents say that the Trump administration is focused.
And you're mad at them. What idiots. We have to do this. They were going to get a nuclear bomb. I get that. Totally get that. Jimmy Carter. We all know Jimmy Carter had a terrible reputation as president. A lot of people will say he's a nice guy, but even those people will say, yeah, bad president. Do you know, can you come up with, maybe it'll be the first thing that comes to your mind, what is the quote that Jimmy Carter said that still hangs over his head to this day? Do you remember what it was? Jimmy Carter said, in response to, you know, energy shortages, can't heat my home, Jimmy Carter said, put on a sweater. That's what he said. Oh, you're cold? Put on a sweater. That was 50 years ago. Not 50 years ago. No, it wasn't. Look, math is hard. It was some time ago. Jimmy Carter has a bad reputation for that to this day. You can be frustrated with independence, and it's totally fair to be frustrated with them. It really is. Why can't you do math? Why don't you understand? It really is. But now and forever, it's always been this way. Since before America was a country, the politics of telling people to make do with less just doesn't land well. It never has. It never will. It does not land well. This is why I screamed before we went into Iran. You remember I said it. We have to sell this. We have to sell this. It's not been sold. It's not been sold. Why did I say it? I explained myself. You needed people to buy in order to accept the sacrifices that come after. If you didn't get the buy-in, then you're on borrowed time. That's what I said. And that's where we're at. Maybe we'll get it wrapped up, though. All right? Pray for that. And pray an online scammer doesn't get a hold of your information, because that's going to suck bad. LifeLock is here to protect you, because you can't protect yourself. I can't protect myself. I don't know how to fight off all these people, international criminal groups who spend all day, every day, trying to hack my data so they can take out loans in my name and wipe me out. I don't have the ability to do that, but LifeLock does. They monitor all these dark websites so they know if there's any funny business. They give you a heads up immediately. And what if they get you? LifeLock will fix it. Their U.S.-based restoration specialists will fix it, guaranteed, or they give you your money back. Protect yourself. Don't hope for the best. Don't call them after they get you. LifeLock.com. Use the promo code Jesse. Saves you up to 40% off your first year. LifeLock.com. Promo code Jesse. Or call 1-800-LIFELOCK. Terms apply. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly returns. Next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Friday, and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Did you hear this from Peter Schweizer? We really have some immigration problems.
In China alone, we have identified more than 1,000 birth tourism companies that are almost exclusively focused on the United States. Our federal government does not track this information because there is no centralized collection of information on the nationality of parents who are giving birth. China, however, has done estimates themselves, and the numbers are eye-popping. No one knows what the actual number is, and that is the challenge that we face today. If you do the math, if you look at the ramping up of this activity over the last 13 years, and you take the ballpark estimates, you are looking at roughly 1 million, quote-unquote, U.S. citizens who are being raised in the People's Republic of China today.
1 million U.S. citizens raised in the People's Republic of China today. Companies exist to bring Chinese women over here so they can have their babies here. They have their baby. The baby gets citizenship, a Social Security number. They then bundle that little baby up and fly that little egg roll right back to China, where that baby is raised under the communist Chinese government. But because that baby is a United States of American citizen, that baby can come back to the United States anytime it wants with free rein to move about this country, get involved in any industry it wants. 1 million already. And they will waltz through the United States of America, having been trained in China their entire lives to subvert this country. They will waltz in and out of any institution they want in this country as full U.S. citizens. Crisis situation. Our immigration system is a disaster. Screw every one of these politicians who have done this to us. Left this country just naked to be pillaged by every corner of the world. Hey, Jesse, I've been wondering how this Senate bill to improve housing affordability is going to help the senators. They certainly aren't interested in helping the American people. There must be something massive in this for them. Any insight? Yeah, they're not going to try to pass it, is probably what it is. Or if it actually ends up getting through, you'll find that the fine print in it is going to end up meaning a bunch more money for their campaigns. One thing they most definitely don't work for is you. You never occupy their mind except when they're trying to figure out how to manipulate you. How do I make these people think that I care about them more than I care about myself and my campaign account? Dear Dr. Jesse, I heard you mention how your wife folds the laundry. My wife is also an expert folder. She asked me to fold my laundry while she was busy with our youngest daughters, so I did. My question is, on a scale of one to orders ice cream at a bar, how gay does that make me? His name is Rick. Not even going to answer your question. Tired of being insulted for ordering ice cream at a bar one time. Jesse, I don't understand why cities, including the New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, are concerned about terror attacks and sleeper cells. Isn't this an acknowledgement by blue cities that Islam is a religion of violence, destruction, and domination? Tell me it ain't so. Well, you've already heard the messaging on it. We don't know the motive.
We're seeing the real-life consequences to the elevation and platforming and legitimizing of anti-Semitic voices. To be crystal clear, we do not know the motivations of the attacker.
This is United States Senator Alyssa Slotkin. You see, it's both sides.
And I think it's just important to be clear, as the governor said, that whether anti-Semitism is coming from the left or the right, whether it's coming from some group that you like or don't like, you have a responsibility to call it out.
Yeah, anti-Semitism on the right comes in video and podcast form, and on the left it comes in the form of guns and bombs and bullets. Kind of seems like a fairly significant difference, but they have to both sides this whole thing because the communists are never going to come out and openly admit to the Red-Green Alliance that communists across Western civilization have allied themselves with Islamists in an effort to destroy and conquer Western civilization. And both sides are under the illusion that they will be the only ones who take power when they are done burning everything down. They'll just end up slaughtering each other en masse. But you know how this works. Don't ever fool yourself. Don't ever fool yourself that there's going to be a tragedy bad enough that the communists will step up and tell the truth about something. Why? Because to an anti-human, there's no such thing as human tragedy. You think, well, this many dead kids, this many terrorist attacks, this many bombs, surely this is so bad, they will have to stand up and tell the truth. But it's never that bad for a communist. A communist does not fret about human life in the same way you do not fret about stepping on ants. Their lives don't mean anything to you, so there's no such thing as ant tragedy to you. They don't know what human tragedy is because human life has no value. The only value of people is their service to the revolution. That's how these people think. It's extremely sick. Bronco, I was recently at Chipotle for lunch when I almost... I don't understand the hype. I've tried, because there's a new Chipotle on every street corner, I have tried to like Chipotle multiple times. For one, I don't know how you have a restaurant called Chipotle and no Chipotle sauce. How is that even possible? That you call yourself Chipotle without a Chipotle sauce. That's one. Two, don't tell me I haven't gotten the right thing. I've had the carne asada. Chris. I've had the pollo. Chris, that's Mexican for chicken. I've had it all. It's fine. It's not more than fine. And the guy says, when I almost finished with my burrito bowl. What's a burrito bowl? What, Chris? It's a burrito without a tortilla? That's not a burrito. That's not. Don't, buddy. Listen, from me to you.
Why are you gay?
Don't have a bowl of meat and cheese and stuff and call it a burrito so you can feel better about yourself, right? If you're going to cut out the carbs, it's fine. I support you. Let's be honest. We have to be honest with each other. That's not a burrito bowl. That's a bowl. It's just a bowl. Don't throw the word burrito in front of it to make yourself feel better, right? Anyway, he says, I accidentally dropped my fork on the floor. I only had a little bit of rice left. Rather than get up to get a new fork, I'm ashamed to say I reached in and I mamdani'd that rice. Am I a communist now? I love the show. He says his name is Adam. You reached into your gay burrito bowl and you scooped out the last bit of rice and stuffed it in your mouth with your fingers like some kind of a savage. That's so embarrassing. I hope you are ashamed. What, Chris? What? See, that's where I'm at, Chris. Chris is complaining. He said, rice is the worst. It's the filler. If you told me you reached your little fingers in there to grab the last piece of meat, hey, there was a piece of carne asada, and I reached down and grabbed it. Okay, I got you. You scooped the rice out of the bottom of the bowl with your fingers, and other people were there. What if a dime saw you doing that? What if a woman saw that? What do you think she would think about you? She'd think the worst things. I would think the same thing, too. When you call a company, do you want to talk to someone in customer service who doesn't eat rice with their hands? That's why Pure Talk is so wonderful. You know, when you switch from Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile, when you dial #250, say Jesse Kelly, and you switch, you know that you're speaking to somebody who doesn't eat rice with their hands because you're speaking to an American on the line, an American who speaks English. That's what's wonderful. And you know that person uses a fork or a spoon. And you can hear it in their voice. Wow, that's an American. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. You don't need Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. You don't need to spend $70 a line a month. You're paying crazy amounts of money. And you need to patronize the company that hires Americans right here at home. Switch to Pure Talk today. #250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so?
Yeah.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Friday. You can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Try not to stay glued to your phone, hoovering up war information all weekend long. Because, look, it's war. There's going to be plenty of bad news out there. We'll tackle what we can tackle on Monday. Life goes on. Let's do some emails. Hey, anti-Semite Jesse. Just kidding. Oh, this is about that guy. That poor guy who wrote in and told all of us how offended he was about me saying Jewish producer Chris. He's just been getting savaged by you all week long. Anyway, if you were in a fight to the death and only had a hand-to-hand weapon, what would it be? A knife, an axe, a mace, a sword, a spear, or brass knuckles? I have the lamest answer in the world. A spear. And see, Jewish producer Chris is already shaking his head no. Listen, we all love that scene in the movies where the medieval knight breaks his spear off on someone's face, and he tosses it, and then he whips out his sword. You know why that's in every single movie? Because it makes all of us say, yeah, get him, it's sword time. Have a sword fight. But you know one of the main keys to combat? It's true today, as it was 2,000 years ago. Length, distance, hit them before they can hit you. The spear is the obvious choice because whether you have brass knuckles or a sword or an axe or a mace, I can kill you before you can touch me, and therefore you're going to die. What, Chris? What? Well, he didn't say it was a duel, Chris. He didn't say it was a duel. He did not specify duel. He said fight to the death. So I'm going to bank on this being the other idiot is more like you, Chris, and picks an axe or something because an axe is cool. And I admit that an axe is cool. In ancient times, do you know who carried axes? The poor people who couldn't afford swords. Did you know that? It was because of the amount of metal that was in a sword. You know, we always like to think these things were readily available. They were not. It costs a lot of money. So the guy with the sword had more money because his took more materials, more expensive materials to make. An axe, what's cooler than an axe, right? An axe. That was the poor people's weapon. And the spear is the lamest weapon of any of these. I admit that. Look, a mace would be cool, right? But length matters. It just does. Why? Look, the two most recent military operations, Iran and Venezuela. Why were we able to thump through both of them? Because we can hit other people before other people can hit us. That's the whole name of the game. And it always has been. When it's bows and arrows, or today with missiles and things like, can you hit them before they can hit you? If you can, that's a good thing. To your prognosticator, on Friday's show, you asked if Gavin Newsom could get elected without running on a slogan. Back in 2007, Deval Patrick ran for governor of Massachusetts on the slogan, "Together we can," and got elected. Years later, Barack Obama ran for POTUS on the same slogan. It's genius. Just give the electorate such a vague slogan, and they'll fill in the rest of it, and you never said a thing. He's not wrong. His name is Mike from Massachusetts, so he's lived it. He's not wrong. We talked about this. Kissinger talked about this. He's one of the originators of this ways of thinking. He talked about this when it comes to support the troops. You hear that all the time now. Support the troops. Support the troops. Well, what's that mean? It means whatever you think it means. What does support the troops mean? Does that mean pray for them? Maybe that's what you think it means. Does it mean give them the best weapons, the best food, the best materials? Sure, if that's what you think it means. Does it mean support whatever conflict they happen to be fighting in? You have to support it. Support our troops. Sure, if that's what you think it means. You just throw that word out there. And the beauty of things like that, of these slogans like that, is even though it's vague, you don't want to be the one who argues against it. It's structured in such a way that you don't want to be the one who argues against it. Oh, you don't support the troops? Who wants to be that guy? Nobody likes that guy. Nobody wants to be Jane Fonda. Nobody wants to be that guy. It's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Jesse, I believe you've said on the show that many politicians are basically people not talented enough and or pretty enough to become Hollywood stars, so they become politicians. Isn't that exactly what pretty Christy Noem is spending $220 million on commercials to feature herself? The subject of this one is Christy Noem is a wannabe Hollywood actress. Look, I just want to reiterate that I applaud the Trump administration for doing something about that right away. Many administrations, Republican and Democrat, upon discovery of that kind of ugly stuff, would try to cover it up. Democrats all would cover it up, and many Republicans would cover it up, that Donald Trump found out about it and removed her from DHS. I really think it says a lot, and I think he deserves to be applauded for that. I really do. I care about taxpayer money because it's your money, my money, and people are struggling right now, and it's an ugly bit of business. Also, communists are dirty thieves.
Amidst being in the wealthiest city in the wealthiest country in the history of the world, we already see an exodus of working and middle-class New Yorkers. So I don't have a hesitation in asking those who make the most amount of money in the city or the most profits in the city to pay a little bit more so that everyone can actually stay in this city.
I saw that the Seattle Seahawks, I think it was their general manager, came out and said, this millionaire tax in Washington, it's going to make it more challenging for players to get players. It's kind of crazy from the outside looking in. Now, maybe you're in the belly of the beast, so it's a little more personal for you, but it's crazy to watch communists so consistently just ruin the places in which they live. They just get in, and they destroy. And they destroy as fast as they possibly can, and there's never an exception to this. They are destroyers. Now, it's time for the weekend. Yes, stay boned up on the news. Don't stay glued to your phone all weekend with the bombs and the blood and the chaos and everything else. I promise all that'll be there on Monday and we'll tackle it then, all right? That's all.